Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Thank you for getting your day started off in the Word of God and being devoted to becoming all that God wants you to be. So today I'm going to start the program off just a little bit differently. It's somebody who will not hear this, but I want to have it on the radio program anyway. And that is, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Grandpa loves you, happy birthday to you. So I don't know whose kid that is, but no, I do. One of my grandchildren's birthday is today, and so we want to bless them in the name of the Lord. So, I'm just not afraid to humiliate myself on radio any more than I am in person. So I tell people at church, I sing happy birthday to you. And then if you don't like it, then my gift after that is I don't sing happy birthday to you. But I do have some people that really like that. In fact, there was a lady, I called to wish her a happy birthday. She's never been to one of our services as far as I know. I visited her in the rehab center and would call her on the phone from time to time. And I called to wish her a happy birthday. There was a lady in our church that knows her personally. And she said, she has talked about you singing happy birthday to her for weeks and weeks and weeks. And she was recently promoted into the presence of the Lord. And so she won't get to hear that anymore, but, my grandchildren will, as long as I have my voice. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. I was talking to someone, I don't remember who it was pretty recently, and they were talking about a certain part of Brevard County, and they said, you would not believe all of the construction that is going on in that part of the county. It's not a part of the county I get to very much. I do know this, wherever there's construction, there needs to be some concrete work that is done. And if you are considering a project for your house or developing a lot, whatever you might need, if it has to do with concrete, the folks at Jits Concrete are the people to call, 321-536-5804. Like I say, they've got decades of experience, they have the expertise, and they have the great work ethic to get your job done right, on budget, on time, and you will be glad that you called them just the way that we are glad that we have called them. So 321-536-5804, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So today I'm going to dive into this passage here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And I'm going to be in full-blown pastoral mode today. And that may mean that I share some things from the Word of God that strike very close to home. And if that's the case, I want you to know nothing I say is said out of hostility. It's just simply the Word of God. In fact, it's not said in hostility. It's said with compassion that you and I might repent. As I was preparing to come into the radio studio today, it was very, very early morning, and woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, tried to go back to sleep, finally said, you know, this ain't happening. Let's just go ahead and get up. And as I was preparing to come in, the phrase that came into mind was this: repentance is not an event. Repentance is a lifestyle. And you and I are supposed to live a repentant life. So I got to my office a little bit later, and I think I was there maybe 7 o'clock or something like that. And as I was in the office, I ran through my emails real quickly, and there was a minister's newsletter email that I get. I get it a couple of times a week, and it had a quote in there, and it said that the conduct outside of the church and the conduct inside of the church is running so parallel that there is virtually no distinction. And the preacher who was preaching said, in fact, there is so much that is going on inside the church that is not pleasing and acceptable to God that I may have to quit preaching to those outside the church to focus on preaching to the ungodly in the church. That's quite a statement for 2023. But that's a rough approximation of what was said in this newsletter that quoted D.L. Moody, who lived over 100 years ago. You and I, we need to realize that behavior inside the church, it should be different than behavior outside of the church, that we should be focused on pleasing to the Lord. So I'm gonna read these four verses again. We've touched on much of this, but 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 32 says, "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that he may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction." Out of all of the programs that I've ever done, and we are 9.5 years into the Refresh Radio program, the number one inquiries that I get from the radio program, people asking questions, is generally people who are looking for romantic interest in their life. And I tell everybody the same thing. Look, God is not anti-romance. He's not anti-lifelong committed relationships. That's not who God is. He's not forbidding that. I said, but the key is to focus on pleasing God and honoring him and being devoted to him in such a way that you just know that whatever happens in the relationship department, that God's in charge of that. And I have given you examples after examples after examples of how God has done that in my life on a professional level and on a personal level. So I would just encourage people that you say, you know what, God, you know the desire of my heart. You know the plan and the purpose that you have for me. And so, God, I am devoted to you today. I'm going to serve you. And Lord, if you choose to add into my life, I know that that's going to be in your will and your plan. And I want you to know, God, I'm on board with it. When David tried to make a relationship with Bathsheba happen, and then there was, you know, a murder, there was adultery, there was all sorts of bad things that took place about it. When Nathan confronted David, he said, God says to you that I have brought you from where you were, and I have brought you to where you are now in all of its abundance, And if all of this had not been enough, I would have provided even more. And I will tell you that when you're making that particular statement, when God is making that particular statement, the person who determines what we need is God, because we are really very poorly equipped for identifying what we need. Here I am. I've been doing this radio program for almost 10 years, and Merit Assembly of God is, has been and still is probably one of the smallest congregations in Brevard County. Not because we don't have outreach, not because we don't want to grow, because we do. And I could tell people, it's like, look, this is what we need. You know, we haven't had musicians for several years now, since our last musician had a health crisis. We've got instruments that aren't being used, not because we don't want them to be used. There's just no one there to use them. And so I could come here on the radio program and I could be very discouraged about the fact that in spite of the invitations that have been extended to people to come and help us in various aspects of ministry, that we get told no a lot, and we get told no a lot, not for godly reasons, but because of superficial reasons. And that could be really discouraging. But you know what? We didn't start this radio program because we thought it was a church growth ministry. We started it because God said yes. The opportunity was presented to us. We went to our board and we prayed and we said yes. And it's been a blessing to the church. It's the number one most effective ministry that we have ever had. Not the only ministry that we've ever had. By the way, I want to, with that being said, our church exists to be a blessing. And on March the 25th at 8 o'clock of the morning, we have a Be a Blessing yard sale event that is taking place inside of our sanctuary. We'd like to invite you out to that. You can come and see if there's anything that is there that would be a blessing to you. There's going to be all sorts of things. There's going to be tools. There's going to be clothes. There will probably be games. There will be books. There will probably be some sound equipment, materials. There's going to be all sorts of things that are available during that time, because, you know, we don't need them just sitting around collecting dust. If they can be a blessing to someone's life, we want to make them available to them. So let's go back to verse number 34, and this is where we're going to touch on something that needs to be taught in today's church, because society has changed. Verse number 34 says, there is difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. What I want to focus on teaching today is there is a difference in your relationship depending on the status of the relationship. For most of human history, people understood that there was a difference between being married and being unmarried. But over the last 100 years, and especially in the last 50 years, and I will say that it has picked up speed in the last 5 to 10 years, there has been a blurring of the lines both outside and inside the church. One, because I think that there's a lot of people who don't understand, and because they haven't been exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They haven't been exposed to the word of the Lord. And some, there's just such a cultural influence that it's very difficult for the church in 1 hour a week to combat what is being force-fed to young people and to adults and senior citizens even, 167 of the other hours of the week. So I want you to know there's a difference between someone who is married and someone who is not married. You say, duh. Well, I want you to know that that difference manifests itself in how you behave with one another, because the goal is to be devoted to the Lord in such a holy manner that it is an all-in investment with you both in body and in spirit. So if you are engaged, you're still not married, and so do not be engaging in marital activities that God created, but within the confines of that marriage covenant. There is a difference between being in a dating relationship and being in a covenant relationship. And I've talked to you about the three different types of kids that Abraham had, the children that he had after Sarah died. He had with a lady by the name of Keturah. He had a bunch of kids by her, and all of them ended up being heads of nations that were really in heavy opposition to the nation of Israel. And when the time came, Abraham gave them gifts, and boom, they went off. They were a gifted people, but they didn't even show up for Abraham's funeral. According to the scripture, it was Ishmael and Isaac that were there that provided the burial honors for Abraham. Ishmael, God said, Abraham said to God, "Oh, that your blessing would be upon Ishmael." And God said, "I will bless him. I will bless him." And so when God says he's going to bless someone, he is going to bless them. That wasn't the fruit of his plan. That was the fruit of Abraham and Sarah's plan. But God said, "Because you've asked, I am going to bless him." And so there is a step up from being gifted when you are blessed. God goes on to respond to Abraham's prayer by saying this, "But my covenant will be with Isaac." My covenant will be with Isaac. And so I might have said Jacob earlier. Sometimes that happens. It was Ishmael and Isaac that provided the ceremonial burial honors for Abraham. Isaac was the one who walked in covenant. And that is, marriage is the greatest equivalent that we have here on earth to the relational dynamic that we are supposed to have with God, where we are devoted to our spouse. We are also supposed to be devoted to the Lord, not just spiritually, but also with our physical well-being. So if you're in church right now, not, I'm not talking about right this minute. I don't know too many churches that are having service in the 8:30 to 9 o'clock hour of a Thursday morning. But if you are in church and you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, but you're living with someone, allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life to say, "Hey, you know what? I need to make sure that my relationships here on earth honor the Lord and are devoted to him, because I want to be pleasing and acceptable in God's sight." Anything different than that, any behavior that tries to redefine the boundaries that God has established, is going to lead to heartache and pain and suffering and misery. So there is been many studies that have been done that said that one of the greatest ways to risk a failed relationship is to get involved intimately with a person outside of the bonds of marriage. Not saying it's a completely failed relationship at that point in time, but it's built on a faulty foundation. And so where that happens, there needs to be repentance. There needs to be adjustment in behavior so that you come into alignment with the Word of God. And so, again, I'm obviously, from the size of our church, not winning any popularity contest here on earth. I'm not here to be popular. I am here to teach the Word of God and make it as enjoyable a presentation when you stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as it can be for you, because you will be able to stand there cleansed by the blood of Jesus, forgiven and reconciled to the Father, and say, God, I want you to know that since Jesus came into my heart, I have been wholly devoted to you in body and in spirit. So if just a moment to talk to young people. There is so much pressure. If you do not have young people in your family, I want to encourage you, pray. The pressures have always been there to compromise in intimacy activities. The pressures have always been there, but it is so intense and so ratcheted up. And out of all of the people that are being attacked right now, young ladies seem to be very, very focused on by the enemy. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of confusion that is going on in our society, and it is an all-out assault from the gates of hell trying to get people to dishonor God with their most valuable parts of their being, and get them confused as to who they are in Christ or who they can be in Christ. And it's such a demonic attack. We were doing a Bible study here a couple of weeks ago on the Christian's behavior or attitude towards the world. I don't remember which one of the titles it was. They're right off the top of my head. And in there, it talks about whoever makes one of these little ones stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck and he was cast into the sea. And that's a very sobering verse. You know, as parents, we are charged biblically with the responsibility to train up a child in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they will not depart from it. That is a biblical mandate. That's not a mandate that we can delegate to someone else. It is a responsibility that has been given to us. And so I want to encourage you, be praying for our young people. Be praying for them, because there is so much with social media and some of the social medias that I don't even partake of, but they are filled with spiritual minefields. The reason that God sets boundaries for us is not because he's mean or cruel or harsh. He knows what is beyond those boundaries. He sets those boundaries out of love for us. And so I encourage you, this is not a message of condemnation. This is a message of devotion to God and how it manifests, or how it should manifest in our life. I pray that you never have any activity in your life that you look back on 10, 20, or 30 years from now and say, boy, I really regret doing that. I pray that you would say, God, here on March the 16th, 2023, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and lead me in such a way that I will honor you and be wholly devoted to you, both in body and spirit. Verse number 35 says, and this I say for your own profit. We talked about that. Not that I might put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. I pray that that purpose will be fulfilled in your life. Again, realize that what God is providing for you is profitable for you. So I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, the number of requests and actually talking to people and inviting them and come and be a part of the ministry, and you know, people just saying no. Here's how I've had to come to grips with that. God, you know what is profitable for me. You know what is profitable for Merit Assembly of God in our ministry for you. And so, God, at any given point in time, when you deem that there is more that is needed, God, I pray that you will move upon people's hearts. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people in the community that they're leaning towards coming, but they haven't made it yet. I've heard of people saying, you know, I've been listening to this guy on the radio, and we really want to, you know, we should really go and check out that church. I want to encourage you, if God speaks to you that way, do it. I guarantee you, we haven't bitten anybody. The roof hasn't caved in on anybody. The doors haven't fallen off the hinges when anybody was coming in the door. But we have had a number of people who, when they've come in, have experienced the presence of God and seen their life changed by the glory of God for the better. And so, whatever we can do to help you, it would be our honor and privilege to do so, because we want to serve the Lord without distraction, without hindrance, without any confusion or anything to have to apologize for. And we think that that would be great for you as well. Jesus, at one point in time, he was headed for Jerusalem, and he hit some opposition. There were some people who didn't like the fact that he was on his way to Jerusalem. And the Bible describes that he set a determined course in spite of the opposition, because he knew that that was the plan of God, the will of God, and he was going to fulfill his purpose. And I pray today that you will have that same steadfast devotion, that even though discouraged, you will not be distracted. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank
program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Let that's not